Sukha Yoshalmi corresponding to Sukha Bavli Daf Nun Dalad. We begin Yoshalmi on Daf Chafdalad Amad Beis at the Mishnah. Ein Prichsim Mechaf Alaf Tekiyos Bamikdash Vole Mesifin Al Memches. They wouldn't sound less than 21 nor more than 48 trumpet sounds Tekiyos in the temple. Bechol Yoim Hayu Sham Chaf Alaf Tekiyah Gimel Lepsiches Sha'arim Tes Letamid Shal Shachar Each day they would sound 21 tekiyos, 3 for opening the gates, 9 for the morning tamid offering, and 9 for the afternoon tamid. They would also add another 9 for the musaf offering on days when it was bought. Ubeir Shabbos meisifin od sheish, gimel lahaftir es ha'am min ha'malacha, v'gimel lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol. On Erev Shabbos they would add 6 tekiyos, 3 to stop the people from their labor, and 3 to distinguish between the holy and the non-holy when Shabbos arrives. Erev Shabbos Shivatech HaChag, Hayu Bo Mem Ches, Gimel L'Psichas Sha'orim, Gimel L'Sha'a Elyoin, Gimel L'Sha'a Tachtoin, Gimel L'Mila Mayim, Gimel L'Gabi HaMizbeach, Tes L'Tomet Shav Shachar, V'Tes L'Tomet Shav Ben Arbaim, V'Tes L'Mosafim, Gimel L'Haftez Amin HaMalocha, V'Gimel L'Havdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. On Erev Shabbos during Sukkot they would sound 48 tekiyos, 3 for opening the gates, 3 for the upper gate, 3 for the lower gate, 3 for filling the water, 3 upon the mezbeach, 9 for the morning tamid, 9 for the afternoon tamid, 9 for the musaf, 3 to stop the people from their labor, and 3 to distinguish between the holy and the non-holy at the onset of Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Tani ein pochis mizayin v'la yese al tezayin. The Gemara brings from a brisa, they wouldn't sound less than 7, nor would they sound more than 16 tekiyos. Hahein tenaye avid tekiya utur utkiya chada, vahein tenaye avid kol chada 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 min hoin chada. This brisa, which is Rabbi Yehuda, treats the unit of tekiya utur utkiya as one sounding, but the Mishnah of Rabbanon count it as 3 sounds. Shetimsa oime, you should say achas al kol mate umate, Rabbi Yehuda oime, you should say achas al kol degel vedegel. If you examine their words, you'll find that in the desert, when the trumpets were sounded in instructing the people to travel, according to the Rabbanon, they sounded one blast to each tribe, totaling 12 trumpet blasts. However, according to Yehuda, they sounded one blast, meaning 3 for each flag. There were 3 tribes ascribed to each flag. Each tribe had its own actual blast. The Tani Begimla should say Lamala Asiris. The Gemara asks, how could the Mishnah say that there were 48 blasts on the Erev Shabbos during the festival? The Baisa says that there were an additional 3 blasts that sounded on the 10th step. Ha chayri manda isle al gavi hamizbeach leis le lemala asiris. Manda isle lemala asiris leis le al gavi hamizbeach. The Gemara answers that the Baisa is authored by a different Tana who disagrees. The one who requires 3 on the mizbeach did not require 3 on the 10th step, and the one who required 3 on the 10th step did not require 3 on the mizbeach. Amr Rabbi Zeira. Zoise meres shleyayu toikin ela nesach hamayim bolvad. In tema limiluyan, nitnu sholish limile hamayim, shal yoyim sholish limile hamayim, shal macha. Rebzeru says this shows that they only sounded the trumpets for the water libations themselves, meaning that filling the water in the Mishnah refers to the actual libations when they would fill the buckets, not filling the water from the spring. Otherwise there would be 51 blasts on Erev Shabbos during the festival, and they would also fill the water from the spring on Erev Shabbos for the Shabbos libations. Elaine Inun Baha Islach Choronin Teshul Musafi Shabbos, Teshul Musafi Rosh Chodesh, Teshul Musafi Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara asks, were there no other days other than Erev Shabbos during the festival that they will be sounding 48 blasts of the trumpet? What about on Rosh Hashanah that occurred on Shabbos, when there would be 9 blasts for Musaf of Shabbos, 9 for Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and 9 for Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? And this total is 48. A standard 21 daily blast, and an extra 27 for the 3 musafs. Ella, I should say, Deloi Kamanda Amma Yitku Lifnim Mina Musafim Yitku. The answer is rather, it's not like the opinion that requires separate blasts for each type of musaf bought. Rabban de Kisoin, Bishem of Yaakov Ba'acha, Rafila Kamanda Amma Yitku Lifnim Mina Musafim Yitku, Tkiyoth Hayu Musafim, Loy Hayu Musafim, Tesha Tkiyoth. Rabban of Kisoin, quoting Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, said it could even follow that opinion. They did add for each musaf, but they didn't add 9 blasts for each. They only sounded 3 for each of the 3 types of musaf. Rabbi Chiyaba Abba Amar, he nevel, he kino, nimin yithayuth ben zeleve. Rabbi Chiyaba Abba said that a nevel and a kino in the Mishnah are similar, but the nevel has more strings. Amar Rabbi Chiyaba Abba lama nikwa shmai nevel, shumal ben kama mine zeme. Rabbi Chiyaba Abba said, why is it called a nevel? Because it's Malbin embarrasses other musical instruments with its sweet sound. Nevel has the same letters as Lavon. The Bchuna, quoting of Yosef, said that it embarrasses other musical instruments because it has superior sound, even though it has unprocessed leather and extra strings. It's made of inferior materials, hence the name Nevel, which implies lowly. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Ugav Ze Al Dablis. Rav Shimon Lakish says that the musical instrument called Ugav is a bell. Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Lehaya Al Dablis B'Yerushalayim Mitneishu Sereach Esaneima. The writer from Rav Shimon Gamliel says that there were no bells in Yerushalayim because it would ruin the sound of the music. Chalil Shal Migdash Shal Moshe Haya V'Shal Kana Haya. The Chalil in the temple was from the time of Moshe and was a hollow cane. Nishba v'tiknua v'lehaya koilei orev k'moshahaya chazu v'natlu v'chazu l'k'moshahaya. It broke and they fixed it, but its sound was not as sweet as before. They broke it again and it returned to its original sound. Tzilso shal mikdash shal moshahaya v'shal nachoshahaya. The symbols of the temple were from the time of Moshe, and they were made of copper. Nishba v'tiknu v'lehaya mitzalsel k'moshahaya chazu v'natlu v'chazu l'k'moshahaya. It broke and they fixed it, but its original sound was not as before. They broke it again and it returned to its original sound. Machtesha shal migdash shal moshe haya v'shal nachoshes haya. The grinder used to grind the ketorah spices was from the time of Moshe and was made of copper. Nishbura v'tiknur v'lehaisa mefatemes k'moshe haisa chazu v'natlua v'chaza l'k'moshe haisa. It broke and they fixed it, but it couldn't produce the spices as before. They broke it again and it returned to its original way. Elu shnei kelim shenishbu shenishtabu babinyan arishon v'lei osal aleihem oka. These two vessels, which is the symbol and the grinder, were broken in the first temple and were never restored. Aleihem hu oimer nechoshes moreik nechoshes morat. About such copper vessels, the pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Beis in Perek Dalet pasuk Tes Zayin, pure copper, and another pasuk says, which is in Melachim Aleph Perek Zayin pasuk Mem Hei, pure copper. And in Ezra, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Chav Zayin, it says, and two fine golden colored copper vessels as shiny as gold. V'chklei nechoshes mitzahev tuva shnayim chamudos kazav. The Pasuk says in Ezra, Perek Ches, Pasuk Chav Zayin, and copper utensils that had a golden shine to them, they were two valuable ones like gold. Train amoraim chad ama chad minehoin katrein didahav v'chorin ama. Two Amoraim disagreed over the understanding of this pasuk. One said that one of their copper vessels was worth two vessels made from gold, and the other one said that two of their copper vessels were worth two utensils made of gold. Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Shiluach Haya Moitzi Mayim Kisa. The Baisa for Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the source of the Shiluach spring was only the width of an Isa coin. Amu Nirchavnu V'yubu Meimav Hirchivu V'nismatu Meimav. They said, we'll broaden and increase its waters. They broadened it, and the waters decreased. They returned and closed up the area that they had broadened, and it returned to its regular flow. Magrifa, Rav Shmu Chad Alma, Asar Nakovim Hayuba, Kol Echad Ve'echad Hayem Moitzi Meya Mine Zemer, Vachona Alma, Meya Nakovim Hayuba, Kol Echad Ve'echad Hayem Moitzi Asar Mine Zemer, Midivei Shneim Haysa Moitzia Elef Mine Zemer. The Magrifa mentioned before, upon that there was a disagreement between Rav and Shmuel. One said that there are 10 holes in it, each of which produces 100 types of musical sounds. The other one said there are 100 holes in it, each one producing 10 types of musical sounds. But both agree that it produced 1,000 musical sounds. Moisei Shabbos and Moisei Rosh Chodesh, Mikodim. The Gemara asked when one must sacrifice a Musaf for Shabbos and for Rosh Chodesh, which should he sacrifice first? Rabbi Yemiya Sava Meima Moshe Shabbos and Moshe Rosh Chodesh, Moshe Rosh Chodesh Kodman. Rabbi Yemiya answered, suggesting that Musaf Rosh Chodesh is sacrificed first. Chayle de Yemiya min Hador Shiru Shiru Shabbos and Shiru Rosh Chodesh Kodman. he brings a proof from a brisa that says that the song that's sung during the sacrifice of Rosh Chodesh precedes the song of Shabbos. Amrav Yosi Shniya Damrav Chiya B'Shem Rav Yochanan K'dei Lefarsamoy L'Adiyah Shehu Rosh Chodesh Keitzer U'Oise Shechet Mosfei Shabbos V'Oim Aleihem Shivu Shal Rosh Chodesh B'Amhacha Mosfei Shabbos V'Mosfei Rosh Chodesh Mosfei Shabbos Koidmim Hashem Kalat Shatatim Echaveroi Koidem Eschaveroi. And Rabbi Yosi rejects that proof and says, "No, Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the song of Rosh Chodesh proceeds in order to publicize the new moon. So he slaughters the Shabbos Musaf offering, and upon it they sing the song of Rosh Chodesh. However, the Shabbos Musaf is sacrificed first, since they always first bring the one that's more frequent."